Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Welcome to Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848, or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac, at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. So let's come on in the queue because it's Financial Freedom Friday, and it is time for you to wrap up, make a decision, a very conscious decision that you will now start going the extra mile. We have had an amazing journey as a celebration that continued of the 500th episode. And I can tell you this, it has been an amazing journey to be here, over 500 episodes now with Power Start Your Day, serving the Lord and definitely going the extra mile. You know, as we did these last few series on, you know, when the mentee is ready, the mentor will appear. And now for you to understand that your success is in the extra mile. It's after you begin to take in and get all this knowledge, then now you apply it. And that's what we're talking about in the extra mile, is the application of all the things that you've learned. Do you know how many people sit on information, sit on education, and they do not actually implement what they're learned? You will not experience the power of network marketing in your life, in your business, until you begin to actually apply what is learned little by little. And I can tell you, the Holy Spirit will work on and bring everything into your remembrance. And as you begin to apply, as you begin to walk that extra mile. And so I want us to know that on today, our scripture is going to be coming out of the book of Second Chronicles, chapter 15, verse 7. And I need you to know that even on that extra mile, you have to accept that failure will never be an option for you. Failure can never be an option on the extra mile. This is where winners are developed. All the other people that quit along the way are the ones who did not become winners. And you have to decide that you are going to allow the extra mile to mold you into excellence. And so as we go to the Lord on today, let's give him all the honor and praise, but then also ask him for the stamina. Some people forget that God says that when they are weak, he is strong. And so when people are feeling weak, they don't call on God. They start calling on friends, also weak. They start calling on people who have no direction. And so I want you to know that on that extra mile, you better bring God with you because you're going to need him. Let's go to the Lord on this morning. Father God, we thank you. We honor you today. We thank you, O Father God, for your grace and your mercy that endures forever. We also want to give you thanks for this day. We never want to go a day without thanking you for allowing us to wake up once again. We're thankful, O Father God, that if we're opening up our spiritual ears, that we will allow your Holy Spirit to minister to us and help us to understand how to stay the course on the extra mile. We're thankful, oh Father God, that you said that as we call your name, we can call Abba Father, that you'll be there for us. You'll give us exactly what we need and sometimes deny us what we want. So as we are now pursuing your perfect, not your permissive will in our lives, we're grateful that your Holy Spirit will give us everything we need, all of the direction and correction and the comfort on the extra mile. As we are not accepting no longer failure as an option, that we know that your son died for us to be winners. So we're grateful, oh Father God, that we're putting down the spirit of whining and we're picking up the spirit of winning. I'm thankful, oh Father God, that we can give a special blessing over the lives and the leaders who truly have the heart for you and want to help your people, that they will be strong on the extra mile, that they will continue to press on towards those goals that you've already ordained for them before they were formed in their mother's womb. We're honoring you, oh Father God, not only with the fruit of our lips, but also with our actions, as we'll be a great example into the kingdom as we're going out here in the marketplace. We'll never forget who it is that give us the ability to gain wealth, and we will act accordingly. We honor you, we bless you, and we want to seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to read the word together, and again, we know that there are going to be five winners, and we will be announcing them on the following episode of the people who actually send in the scriptures and even what does it mean for them. Why is this? Because God has taken us into a new level, a new dimension. It's a lot of people who can regurgitate the word. As a matter of fact, you know, Caden, he is in a Christian school, and each week he has to memorize and he has to recite the word of God. And obviously, we want to start off with the right thing of allowing him to know the word of God from young. And then as he grow old, it will become, it would have start having meaning to him. But, you know, I can tell you one thing. There are a lot of us who are grown, big grown men and women, who we have been hearing and reciting, and even when the pastor starts to call out the scripture, we can finish the scripture for them, but are we living it? And so going the extra mile, we have to begin to now not just apply, not only just know the word of God, apply it and live it. And so when we start talking about the extra mile in 2 Chronicles 15 and 7, you have to make a very conscious decision that you have to be strong. And so it says, but you be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. This is an obvious reminder that the extra mile is going to be gruesome at times. The extra mile is going to feel unbearable at times. But I need you to know that the spirit of excellence is developed in the extra mile, not in mediocrity, not in those who are lazy to get up and do what it is that God has called them to do. The ones who will say, I'm going to push through even though I have problems, welcome to the club. If you groan and don't have problems, I am weary and leery of you. When you accept failure as never being an option, now you will begin to say, Lord, show me the way. Sometimes you can be going the extra mile on the wrong road. This is why the principles of God, even when we start talking about sowing and reaping, you're making sure that you're not sowing any seeds to grow weeds. Choking out your opportunity, choking out your stamina to go the extra mile. And so when you do not accept failure as an option, you will start pursuing excellence. I took you down the road of when Andrew Carnegie gave the opportunity to Napoleon Hill to where now have many, many years. This was all in the 1800s, and now here it is, many, many years, 21st century, we're still talking about the principle of wealth, according to Carnegie, who was the party starter. Do you realize that there's always someone who starts the party? But I can tell you this right now, that on that extra mile, Napoleon Hill began to understand some very powerful principles and some formulas. There's one of them outside of the extra mile of spirit of excellence, and it's the mindset. That now you begin to gather all the information, all the education, and now you say, I'm going to apply it, but not just apply it in any kind of way. I'm going to apply it and pursue excellence in the process. Napoleon Hill would talk about a formula, QQMA, and what it's talking about is quality of service that you render, quality of and quantity of service. How often are you doing this, right? The quality and how often. Now, we start talking about these principles in network marketing, and when you begin to apply these principles that would work in any business, you will begin to now understand that prosperity and wealth is no longer a real mystery. So the quality, the quantity, and your mental attitude when you're doing the service. Now, I know that this is going to be an eye-opener for many people and why they start saying the aha. It's not that I don't know the script. It's not that I don't know anyone who wants my business. It's not that I'm not good enough. I need you to think about these things. QQMA. Your quality of how you deliver your service has everything to do with, are you going to be one to even practice what should you say, and how should you now make it where you are an attraction factor for people to want to do business with you? Do you take it even seriously of how you even present yourself even to the public? Are you trying to offer the service and dumb down the value of your service because you don't think that your service or yourself is good enough, or will you establish yourself in a level of quality to where you understand that you'll attract the right business and business partners? Quality is everything. Why do you feel that they have different levels of even consumer stores, different levels of vehicles? It's not only about the income. It's where do you want to be on the spectrum of quality in the industry? Then now let's start talking about the quantity of service that you render. How often are you even exposing what you have to offer? Huge difference. So we train people in how they promote themselves, whether it's in social media, whether you're walking into businesses, offering who it is, what you have to offer. How is the quality? Are you prepared? Are you going in even mentally prepared? So we talk about first the quality and the quantity. How often you doing onesie twosies and you think you're going to go into your first million? It's not happening. It's not going to happen. Listen, guys, these are principles that have made some of the richest people in this earth. However, none of these principles are new to God. So if you say you know God or you're trying to get to know God, you need to know how God operates. How did he intend for us to operate in here on earth, and then you will begin to dominate. Then now you will begin to manifest. So we start talking about the quality and now the quantity. Who's stopping you outside of you from going over and over and over of sharing what it is you have for people? Oh, well, you say, well, they said no one time. They said no one time. Let me give you the news about people that say no one time. It's about 44% of people that give up after the first time of someone saying no to them. And it's only 12% that will quit after the fourth. Well, they say that you have about 80% some kind of business that's given after the fifth no. So there it is. You wondering why you're not closing more business? Because you decided to hang out with the 88%ers who would not go all the way. So your quantity, how often are you offering up in a quality fashion with the mental attitude and the fortitude where someone knows you can take them on the extra mile? All I'm sharing with you is that as you are becoming mentors, you got to understand that the people are always looking more about what you do versus what you say. And I need you to know something. You know, for me, I share my mentors have shared with me, hey, you got the right act. You just want to make sure that you are pouring into the right audience. You don't change the act. You change the audience, especially when your act, you got your act together when you're doing things from a godly way, when you're doing things from the kingdom way, when you're doing things from the principles that you know work. Your quality, your quantity, and your mental attitude on the extra mile. Let's talk about that. And I want to make sure that you guys have all those scriptures. I'm not going to repeat them. You go back and do the work. That is a thing. I hear people so often talk about how people haven't helped them in their business. I know for a fact that there are some things people are learning in Power Start Your Day that we never talked about at the kitchen tables in our households. If you don't call that help, if you don't call that help to clarify how you can apply God's principles that will lead you to prosperity every single day, if you don't call that help in your business, I don't know what it is. Because I didn't get this. That's the reason why I'm so passionate about giving this. And I'm grateful that along the way, as God is using me as a vessel to teach, I am always, always learning. And I need you to stay in that same mode. Let's say good morning to one another. Come in and what I'm talking about here on the Extra Mile Financial Freedom Friday. We're looking for our fifth person to give that $100 to, you'll be notified via email, successwithnicole@gmail.com. Good morning, 513, last four, 7778. Let's talk about the extra mile, and let's discuss about quality, quantity, and your mental attitude toward giving your service of your business.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Janessa Barrera of Phoenix, Arizona. How are you?
I'm amazing, Queen. Good morning to you.
Excellent. You know, I really don't even want to talk about myself this morning. I just want to take this opportunity to edify my success line. And she is our wonderful ESD, Kathy Washington. She has exemplified everything that you have described from last week to now. And, you know, from just being that mentor and just showing up in my life when I needed her. And I didn't even know it. You know, I know there are not many people on this line that can say that they have, you know, someone above them that is, you know, not only praying with them, but praying for them when we can't even pray for ourselves. And I just appreciate her leadership and her mentorship because, you know, everything that you've described, I'm just like, wow, I'm so blessed. I don't even know, you know, how I was, you know, how I'm so blessed to have, you know, to have God, you know, have our paths crossed. So I really appreciate everything that you do as well to you know, bring that out, bring that to surface so that I can appreciate, you know, what I have, not only in this business, but in the people that, you know, God has surrounded me with. And so I'm just grateful for this opportunity. I just wanted to take this moment to, you know, edify my leader and just let her know I'm with her all the way. And, you know, we're not just going to take this to the bank, but we're going to take this over the top, as she would say. So thank you, Nicola.
I love Kathy Washington. And, you know, edification, even extra mile. What I want you to do is you put a pen there and never, ever, ever forget who sown the seeds. Or even who's given you a bigger picture about yourself and success. If you guys have realized, I've been going the whole way, majority of the whole way, without my best mentor that I've ever had in my life. And I never forget him. Never, ever forget that, no matter what. And I can tell you that is powerful in this industry. More edification, more honoring is due to those who sow into your life, and even that is going the extra mile. God bless you. Good morning, 706, last 4, 3396. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. This is Stephanie. How are you?
Hey, Stephanie. How are you, Queen? Good morning.
I am wonderful. I just want to say, you know, this series this week has been right on time. You always right on time. You're in tune with us, and you know what we need when we need it by God's grace. I believe that He's definitely ordained and blessed you to be able to recognize that. But I did want to say that this week, it's my last week of working my job. And I do real estate and I do credit restoration. So I will be full-time in my businesses. And just going the extra mile is going to be huge for me, you know. And the one thing that you said today that really stood out is that you got to take God with you. And you said you better take God with you if you're going to go the extra mile and be successful, you know. And today I'm just so excited. I'm going to go back and listen to the series again. I'm driving my daughter to school every morning when I'm listening. So I'm this week I'm changing these gears and trying to listen. So I'm really, really excited about what you've given to us. And we have a perfect example in you, because you get on this call every morning, 8 o'clock, and you just give it to us. You pour everything you have into us. So that's a blessing to be able to do that. And we have you to look at. You know, we have mentors, but you are the example that God has put there in our face every day. If we just have half of the commitment, the desire, and the will that you have, we'll be successful. that's all I wanted to say.
Wow, God bless you, Stephanie, and yes, you will be successful. You know, one of the things that people do is never get amnesia, because, you know, there are so many times on this journey of the extra mile that God would orchestrate where some of the people who were closest to you are not there for you. But then now He would open up the opportunity where someone who could be probably a complete stranger before you met them now sow into you things that now unlock the mysteries. Always, always, always stay in a place and an attitude of gratitude of those who have planted seeds for you that would say, you know what, they ignited a fire in me to go that extra mile. That is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. Thank you so much, Stephanie. You're amazing. Let's go. This is our last caller, 718, last 4, 5234. I'm getting ready for Chi-Town. I put Coleman ATL. I know it's freezing in Chi-Town. Good morning. You there? That's New York. Good morning. 718, last 4, 5234. Good morning. Okay, so listen, guys, this is what I want to give some reminders. If you have been one of the chosen winners in Power Start Your Day, please make sure we have all of your information. If you have not been contacted, please make sure we have all the information, successwithnicole@gmail.com. Do not forget that there is some blessings on the table for those who went the extra mile. Send in the scripture. And what does it mean for you? It does not have to be a long dissertation. It could just mean something like, it means for me to take massive action. It means for me to stop procrastinating. It means for me to take my opportunity seriously. Whatever God lays on your heart, trust me, when we read it, we will know, is this person for real? And we want to bless you, as God has blessed us immensely. We want to bless you with that seed of $100 into your life. And whatever it is going to do for you, be grateful. You know, there's some people who feel like they should get more than they deserve. And when you check their report card, they ain't given that much. Let me tell you something about real givers. Real givers don't even count what they're receiving. everything they received counted a blessing. People who are not true givers would notice what they did not receive. Be the sower, and we already know that in due season you will reap. Chi-Town, I can't wait to see you. We coming to empower you. We got our event coming up in Atlanta, December the 15th. You want to pack it out. Surge, you coming out. We can't wait to see you. That's going to be our last event of the year, 2018. Oh, my mercy. I can remember us going from January, and now we're going to be rolling into December. It's going to be a five-year ride here for me, even for my company. And wow, I look back and am I so humbled and grateful for the grace of God, and even being honored and privileged to be able to be used by him. I thank you guys. God bless you. I need you guys to know, make this simple business. If you're talking kingdom business, it's really about people, not your product or service. Your product or service is a tool you leverage to connect to and change people's lives. When you understand that, God's going to start opening up windows of heaven for you and your family. Let's get it right. It's all about people. God bless you.